Scripture alone. Little boy was sitting next to his mother in church, listening to a sermon entitled, "What is a Christian?" The pastor asked the question repeatedly throughout his message, and every time he would ask that question, he would pound his fist on the pulpit. "What is a Christian?" he'd ask over and over. Finally, this little boy leaned over and whispered to his mother, "Mom, do you know what a Christian is?" "Yes, son, I know what a Christian is. Just sit quietly and silently." But the pastor continued to ask that question, and every time he asked it, once again, pounding on the pulpit, until he was summarizing his sermon at the end, and then with an extra loud voice, he asked one more time, "What is a Christian?" Pounded on the pulpit, a little extra hard. At which time, the little boy jumped up and said, "My mommy knows. Tell him, mommy. Tell him, mommy." What is a Christian? Well, God, in his infinite wisdom, gave us the scriptures so that we might be able to answer that question. What is a Christian? What does it mean to follow Jesus Christ with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength? The Reformation reminds us that you and I can know God through His Word. So we confess that this Scripture is the infallible Word of God, which is useful, according to the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy, for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and for training in righteousness, so that you and I can be equipped to be all who God is calling us to be and know all that God is calling us to do. We confess that this scripture points to Jesus Christ as the only source of life. Or according to Jesus himself in John 5, "You diligently study the scriptures because you think that in them you possess eternal life. No, these scriptures testify about me." So, what is being a Christian all about? Scripture tells us. So, in the Protestant Reformation, they went back to the scriptures and they said four basic fundamental things about the Word of God. They said, first of all, it is necessary. You need to know it in order to have faith knowledge. You need to have it in order to be able to grow spiritually. You have to know the scriptures in order to be obedient in your daily life. We need the scripture. Second, they said, it is authoritative. That is, it is the true source of faith knowledge, of a growing spirituality, and of an obedient lifestyle. They said, and here's a big word, it's perpicuous. It is perpicuous. It's a big, hard word to understand that basically means that the way of salvation and the way to Jesus Christ that is noted in this book is simple and easy to understand, so that we can know the way and the truth and the life. And fourth, they said it's sufficient. It is the only true source, but it's clear and understandable for faith knowledge, for a growing spirituality, and for an obedient lifestyle. This book reminds us that we're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, and in Christ alone. Let's have a word of prayer together. Almighty God, who through the preaching of your servants, the courageous reformers, has caused the light of the gospel to shine forth, grant us, Father, that knowing its saving power, we may faithfully guard and defend it against all enemies and joyfully proclaim it to the salvation of souls and the glory of your holy name. Through thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen.